Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly old permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. So just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Good, have a good day. We appreciate you being with us. We're happy to be here every single weekday morning, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific, on the ever-expanding CBS Sports Radio Network. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Next hour on the show, Tyler Dunn's going to join us. Long-form football columnist on what's going on around the NFL. And at hour number 4, Drew Pearson's going to join us. Pro Football Hall of Famer, newly minted, voted in 2 weeks ago before the Super Bowl. But speaking of NFL offseason news, the Indianapolis Colts pull off a trade for Carson Wentz. And it appears like the Bears never even formally offered anything to the Eagles. So what does that tell us? It tells us that the Chicago Bears knew that Carson Wentz didn't want to go there. And so the Bears never formalized an offer because the Bears don't have a better option right now than Carson Wentz. Mitchell Trubisky is a free agent. You're not going to re-sign him. You have Nick Foles, but he was a nightmare last season, benched for Mitchell Trubisky. If you do bring back Trubisky, it's only going to make the fan base spin in circles even more. You'd love to try to pry away Deshaun Watson, but what happens if the Texans don't trade Deshaun Watson, and you don't have a draft pick high enough to be able to get in the mix on some of those really high-end draftable QBs, and you just went down this road with Mitchell Trubisky trading away very viable and important draft assets to draft a guy that wasn't your future. Can Ryan Pace do that again? I don't think so. So it's a problem right now in Chicago, but my guess is that because Carson Wentz wanted to go to Indianapolis, the Bears never formally gave an offer because they knew that Wentz wasn't on board with going to Chicago. And here's the thing. I am not a Wentz defender. I think he's been a big fat baby during all of this. But Wentz did the right thing by Carson Wentz here. In terms of his best situation to succeed, it is absolutely in Indy. It is no questions asked. It's a better situation than Philadelphia. It's a better situation than Chicago. So Wentz shot his way out of town, and maybe unfortunately, it ended up working out perfectly for him. He gets a good coach. He gets teamed with a coach that has been there for his best moment, 2017, his MVP season. He joined a team with an excellent running back in Jonathan Taylor. He joined a team with an excellent defense as well. He joined a team with an excellent offensive line. If you're Carson Wentz, Indy had to be your number one destination and really Indy or bust, and he got his way. So for Wentz, it's a huge win. Huge win. The Colts are better set up right now to win than the Eagles are. So you got a better situation. Can the Colts win with Carson Wentz? That I don't know. I have so many questions about Carson Wentz's mental makeup, his leadership ability, and his coachability. Now, I think there's a win here in the fact that clearly he thinks that Frank Reich is a guy that can unlock his potential and had lost faith in Doug Peterson. I also think Frank Reich's a better coach than Doug Peterson. But it's not like Doug Peterson wasn't there in 2017 when Wentz also had his success. I mean, Peterson was the head coach in 2017, and also Doug Peterson found a way to unlock whatever Nick Foles could give him in the playoffs and the Super Bowl. So for Carson Wentz, who clearly became disillusioned with Doug Peterson in Philadelphia, it kind of feels a little shallow to where I refuse to believe in Doug Peterson, but I'm all in on Frank Reich. Okay. Number two, for Carson Wentz in Indianapolis, I think the Colts have to believe that not only can Frank Reich get to whatever Wentz's potential is, whether that's still 2017 MVP greatness or something a little bit less than that, but that Wentz doesn't have to do everything. That Wentz doesn't have to do a lot because, let's face it, I mean, Phillip Rivers had good numbers last year, but they didn't put games on Phillip Rivers' back, especially in the first half of the season. And when Phillip Rivers had to make throws at the end of that wild card game against the Bills, he didn't. He couldn't. He fluttered them out of bounds and underthrew the Hail Mary. And let's face it, I mean, you know, that Colts team was really good when they didn't need Phillip Rivers to be really good. That was when they were at their best. So he joins a situation where the Colts, I'm guessing, are thinking, look, if we are even a slight upgrade over Phillip Rivers in quarterback, we have a real chance to get to a Super Bowl. And we believe that Wentz, at 27 years old or whatever, can do that, can be that. And I don't disagree with that. I think that Wentz's potential right now, where his age is, should be better than a 39-year-old Phillip Rivers. The problem is mentally. What is Carson Wentz mentally? Is he a guy that is willing to take tough coaching? Is he a guy that's willing to absorb blame? Is he a guy that can get guys to follow behind him? Or is he just a guy that looks the part, big, strong, tall, blonde, big arm, etc.? Does he look like, oh yeah, that should be our starting quarterback? Or is he actually a leader? Is he actually the guy that can get you on the same page? Because it didn't seem like many guys in Philadelphia believed in him. There was a lot of chirping after every season about what he didn't do. And Carson Wentz was not the most popular guy within that Eagles locker room. Let's face it. You know, they said the right things publicly, but privately there was a lot of reports about how they were unhappy with their teammate. And then he shoots his way out of town, doesn't like the way that the Eagles treated him, even though publicly it seemed like all they did was bend over backwards to defend him. You know, Carson Wentz, this is your greatest shot at succeeding. And if he doesn't do it in Indianapolis, then he is a bum. Because it's all set up for him. The media is going to be way more relaxed than Philadelphia. His offensive line is going to be one of the best in football. His head coach is a guy that was there during his best moment in Philadelphia in 2017. Like, I don't want to hear any excuses if this doesn't go well from Carson Wentz. There is absolutely no excuse left. Can the Colts win with Wentz? You know, it depends on Carson Wentz's mind. Depends on what he is willing to accept, how hard he's willing to work, and what type of leader he's willing to be. I hope from his case and from the Colts' case that he's willing to become a better guy than he was in Philadelphia in those ways. I hope this was a learning experience. My worry is he got his way to go to the team that he wanted to go to, and that's not going to help him get grounded and humbled to be a different guy. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Reich will bring out the best in him. But that remains to be seen. If the Colts get better quarterbacking than they got out of Phillip Rivers, they're one of the best teams of the AFC and can go to a Super Bowl. 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, DA on CBS. On the phones, John is in Pennsylvania here on CBS Sports Radio. John, good morning.
Hey, D.A., how's it going?
Good, bud. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Having just covered the Super Bowl a little bit, more than your average caller. I was talking about this on my show last night called The Sports Arena, and we talked about Carson Wentz. Now, we think he's an overrated bum. I mean, he's had one season, 4,000 yards, one season, 30-plus touchdowns, and he's had one season, 64% completion percentage or more. Now, everybody crushes Cam Newton for not being able to complete passes, you know, at a high percentage, but nobody crushes Carson Wentz, you know? And, yeah, he will succeed in Indy because, you know, everything else around him. So he's going to be the game manager and make some big throws with the big arm, but it's not going to be him winning the games. They have a great defense, great line, and great run game. And Frank Reich is a fantastic coach. So thanks for the call.
You got it, bud. Thank you, John. Yeah, man. Appreciate the phone call, buddy. So I agree with a lot of what you said there. And if the Colts win, if the Colts go to a Super Bowl, if the Colts win a Super Bowl and Carson Wentz is their quarterback, all is forgiven. I don't care. You can't call Carson Wentz a big bum or a big baby if they actually win and it ends up working out perfectly for the Colts. So, you know, we'll see if it works to that degree. But do I think that Wentz is overrated because of one season? I think the timing of that one season was perfect for his reputation. You know, this happens a lot in sports. If you do it early in your career, it's hard to shake the reputation of being able to do it. If you can't do it early in your career, it's hard to shake that you can't do it. People's opinions get set early, and they don't like to move off those opinions. People don't like to be wrong, and they don't ever want to admit that they're being wrong. And sports media is notorious for this. Nobody knows how to raise their hand and say, yeah, you know what? I got that one wrong. So because Carson Wentz was an MVP in season number two, nearly, before being injured, it became, well, look, I mean, this guy has all this potential. This guy could be really great. Just got to surround him with the right pieces, yada, yada, yada. When in reality, if that was one of his last seasons, you know, you could have easily just been like, this guy's a bum. He's never going to get it. You see, he doesn't live up to the potential and all of that. So having that success early really helped him. But look, all of those concerns you have about him, I have the same exact concerns. What's interesting is the value for Carson Wentz. Wentz brought back two picks, a second rounder and a third rounder to the Eagles. The second rounder is a conditional. It can become a first depending on how much Carson Wentz plays for the Colts. If Carson Wentz plays for 75% of the Colts snaps, it becomes a first. If he plays less than that, 70%, but they make the playoffs, it becomes a first. So if the Colts make the playoffs and Jacoby Brissett is their starting quarterback, it's still a second. That's interesting as well, because if all you got back for Carson Wentz, the number two pick in the draft and a one-time MVP front runner, and you couldn't get a first, that's pretty deafening sound around the NFL. Now look, if the Eagles got a first and a third, that first is likely not going to be very good because it means that the Colts would have made the playoffs, or they played Carson Wentz 75% of the season and, you know, somehow this Colts team ended up one of the worst teams in the NFL. I doubt that's going to happen. So you're probably going to get a late first rounder and a third rounder for him. It's not a great return, but at least it's a first. But I think it goes to show you around the NFL, I don't think there's a lot of value in Carson Wentz. I don't think there was. I don't think there's a lot of teams going, yeah, we really want it. We believe in this guy. I think there was a lot of doubters around the NFL and for all of the reasons we just laid out. 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Coming up next, we got such an awesome segment. Number one, Bogues has your stunned to a news. Number two, Andrew Kaplan has delivered another epic Target Demo Friday meme. Number three, Mama Mraz reached out to me yesterday, and I'll let you know what she was unhappy about. It's coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Little wet, little drippy, 24/7.
I can't take it anymore,
well, you
guys.
Are a liar.
I can't
right
take
now.
It anymore.
Lied about
Stop
this.
Doing this to me. I want to have fun this year. Stop it. All right? I lied. I lied, damn it. I had to lie because I did nothing wrong to begin with, and yet made me feel like I did something wrong, and now I'm ticked off and angry.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember that the DA show is available on your phone. Stream us using the radio.com app. You used to be able to listen to us using the CBS Sports app as well. However, the new update to the CBS Sports app no longer has a link to listen to CBS Sports Radio. Uh-oh, engineers got that one wrong. They say it's going to be coming up in the next update. So if you have the old CBS Sports app, you might be able to listen to us. If you are Marty McFly and can go into the future, you might have it on the new CBS Sports app. For the current one, though, not so much. So listen to us on radio.com, Apple Music. You can also listen to the CBS Sports Radio channel there, or tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio around the house. It's a Target Demo Friday, and the best guy in our staff at his job is Cap. He is the best at what he does compared to all of us. And today is just another example of that. He runs the simulcast at watchda.com and on Twitch. So any of those graphics, any of those camera shots, any of those old school graphics that you see, any of the classic moments, all of that is Cap. Cap also edits our video that we put out on social. He also helps us from a digital standpoint, so he's just all over the place. But his greatest contribution to the show is very obviously his photoshopping ability. And today's Target Demo Friday Photoshop is just an all-timer. And it's going to be very hard to top this over the course of the calendar year. Earlier this week, Mraz claimed that he was more athletic than Bartolo Colon. A man who had played 20 years in Major League Baseball, was a four-time All-Star, who pitched in the World Series, who once hit a home run as a pitcher late in his career, that Mraz was more athletic. Now, when he first said this, and Cap dug up this audio for us, he does not frame it as because Bartolo's retired. It's a little vague about when he's referencing Bartolo and what part of his career. Mraz would double down and say, well, I meant because he's retired now and he's let himself go. Mm-hmm. Sure. But what we have on today's Target Demo meme, and so you will see this on Facebook and you will see this also on Twitter. And when you see it, we want you to leave the information where you are, how you're listening, and if you think you're more athletic than Bartolo Colon, because if you do, my guess is you're probably wrong. He's a 20-year Major League Baseball player, even if he's a little rotund right now, and he's still playing professionally in the Mexican League. But it is a picture of Bartolo in a running tank top in a race, passing or breaking the red tape at the end of a race. The red tape says Target Demo Friday. And trailing behind by about 10 feet is a huffing and puffing Mraz. And I am at the finish line as the judge with a whistle in my mouth watching Bartolo win this race.
Stop doing this to me!
AB, it's one of the all-time greatest memes that I think Cap has ever made. He keeps upping the ante and making the bar higher and higher. Bartolo beating Mraz as Mraz trails distant in the background with me with a whistle in my mouth at the finish line is just perfect.
You know, I long made the argument that Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Turner was the best at his job in the NFL. He was the best kicker, better than the best quarterback, than the best left tackle. This is where, as you just said, Kaplan now lives. He is the best at his job. Maybe not just around us. Certainly at CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Certainly within the Entercom cluster in New York. maybe the entire eastern seaboard, maybe as far as the Seychelles off the eastern coast of Africa. That might be as far as his power goes, because this is a it's not just the talent, DA, to physically get this done. It's the creativity to think of it. It's not like you give him an idea and then he just makes it happen.
Nope.
Like, that's all from him. From the very beginning to the end product is all Kaplan, and there is no one else doing that.
There's nobody else. It's just all types of awesome. And so you got to check this out on Facebook and Facebook.com/TheDA Show or on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio or at DA on CBS. Now, here's the only concern is that Cap has a very subversive sense of humor, and Cap knows with his photoshopping graphics and with the clip that he plays and his suggestions on the show, he knows how to tweak. He's really, really good at tweaking, which is why I also am a kindred spirit with Cap. He knows how to tweak, and I'm a little worried that this is going to set off Nancy Meraz, because, of course, this graphic is about her son trailing in a hypothetical race against Bartolo Colon, and I'm worried because Nancy really likes to defend Sean at all corners, no matter what, that she's going to be upset that we are hypothetically making fun of Meraz for, in some type of distant alternate universe, losing a race and embarrassing Lee Show. So, because yesterday we were talking about, you and I were joking about how Meraz ended up on Tom Brady's sizzle reel, his highlight reel, and how it's so crazy that Meraz could be a source of motivation for Tom Brady. And I thought that was in pretty good fun. I mean, we're joking about it, but also kind of in awe that Meraz somehow positioned himself once again, you know, at the front and center of a national debate topic. You know, he's just kind of has an uncanny ability to fall into things like this. And Nancy yesterday at this time exactly, 7:26 Eastern Time a.m. yesterday, sent me a Facebook message. I did not see this until after the show because I don't check my Facebook during the show. In fact, I rarely check Facebook at all. But for some reason yesterday that I was looking at these messages and it said from Nancy Meraz, "Now Bob is getting really ticked off. Please stop. Seriously, you and Bogish are going too far. Especially when Sean is not there to defend himself." I said, whoa. Wow, Bob. I mean, I understand Nancy's upset at us at just about everything that dogs out Sean. Bob gets the show. Bob knows good radio. Bob knows it's in good fun. He didn't take this up so seriously. So I said, wow, if I angered Bob, then I've done something really bad. I never want to anger Bob. Nancy, I'm okay with because she's upset at everything. But Bob, and so I said, well, what are you guys mad at? What specifically did we say? And she never responded. So I don't know if there's now a gag order on Nancy from the Meraz household. I'm not sure if she hasn't checked her Facebook. I'm not sure if yesterday just sent her over the edge and she's not going to listen to us anymore. But what, you know, what do you think that we said that upset her and Bob so much, if she's telling the truth on Bob? I think maybe she's throwing Bob into this mix, thinking that it'll be more impactful. But I'm not sure what we said yesterday that would have been anything different than anything that we've said over the last 8 years about Meraz.
And I don't know. Well, first of all, let me just thank Nancy for listening when Sean wasn't here. I mean, I appreciate that she stuck around to listen when she knew Sean was not going to be on the show to hear this, or Bob was listening too. I mean, we did say, I said that, you know, he does negative hard work and continues to stumble forward. But I think all the things that we said, I don't know that Sean would have disagreed really with any of them or been insulted by any of them, because like this is him, like this is what he is. And I don't want to, you know, oversimplify it to luck, but I mean, he steps in, you know what, at every turn, and it's normally to the positive. And that's just, he just has this universal support, this karmic support, that keeps giving him all of these good things. And of course, we're exaggerating on the lack of, you know, the lack of hard work and whatnot. But I mean, he didn't do anything to warrant getting into Tom Brady's hype video. He said something or he wrote something and somebody else tweeted it, turned it into correct English and put the right punctuation so it was noticeable and readable and understandable. And then that was it. Like, so like it wasn't about hard work. It's about this luck, that this ability of him to keep finding his way into important positions. And of course, like, you know, it's an impressive feat that he continues to pull off here.
Milwaukee Moose, who runs the Up the Gut Instagram, had a really good way of putting it. He tweeted at me the other day, "It's unbelievable to me that each and every day Mraz finds a way to be involved in something like this. There's always a controversy. There's always a story. There's always an argument. Always something. Every single day, truly remarkable." And I think that's what you and I were trying to get to, that it is innate, uncanny, that Mraz somehow positions himself into these positions of notoriety and fame. And it constantly happens, whether it's on the radio, whether it's on TV, like Bob's Bar suddenly had newspaper write-ups and cable and news television stations showing up to do profiles on him. You know, whether it's one of his crying videos going viral, one of his rants going viral, doing interviews on other radio shows across the country, there's always something. There's a fake evil version of Mraz trying to ruin his life in his hometown. There's always something. And that is what it is so amazing. And so there's always something. Like, Tom Brady is right now one of the most famous athletes in the world. He's coming off his Super Bowl championship. And a week after his crowning achievement of his sporting life and one of the most amazing athletic achievements ever, a 43-year-old starting quarterback, the oldest player ever to play in a Super Bowl, just won his 7th championship and won MVP, he releases a hype video that includes a tweet about him not being able to do it from Mraz, of all people. From Mraz! So we are kind of like slack-jawed that this always happens. So I'm not really certain what Nancy was so upset about, but I guess maybe because Mraz wasn't there. But, you know, I don't want Nancy and Bob to be upset. I really like them. I really, really like them. And I don't think that anything yesterday was below board, I guess because maybe Sean wasn't here. But again, we would have said the same exact things had Mraz been here. But Nancy Facebook messaging me, "Stop. Seriously, you're going too far." I'm like, wow. Well, I hate to push a mom to that. That's certainly not my intention. But I wonder if just because Mraz wasn't here and she couldn't text Mraz, that she had to just text somebody. Like, I think we just got to give her Pete's cell phone number so that she just texts Pete when Mraz isn't here and he can field it. Or maybe Cap, although we can't trust Cap with that.
No. And I don't want to put words in Sean's mouth, but I feel like Sean, the angriest thing he would have been about yesterday would be his mom messaging you to be nice to him. Like, there's no way he would have been okay with his mom fighting his, as sweet as it is. I mean, again, this is a woman that last week defended her husband's mustache after DJ Tommy D said that it, like, shifts to the left when he lies. Like, so that the love and defense and respect. Yeah. I mean, it's a remarkable level. And I mean, I have it on my mom still won't forgive Sean for telling me to stop doing play-by-play and give up my hopes and dreams. And that's now, I think, almost three, you know, we're going on 2.5, 3 years of that. So I get where these moms are coming from. But yeah, I don't know that we were really that mean yesterday. We were just dumbfounded by, again, this natural gift to find himself in these important places. And I think, you know, that's, if we're gonna have like a real conversation, like everyone gets to these places like in different ways. Like Sean is Sean because he's just naturally crazy and charismatic and emotional and over the top. Like, there are times, not often, but there are times where I wish maybe I thought of something that Sean said or had that same reaction. Now, I don't want to cry when Ryan Callahan retires, but could I use a little more anger or a bigger reaction to certain things? Sure, but that's where Sean is. That's why he's him. Sean's not a product of a million hours of hard work and, you know, and bashing his head against the wall. No, but like, you know, like, listen, Dia, you moved all over the country, right? And did 1,000 shows that at times maybe two people were listening to. You know, comedians do open mic nights for years and years and years, write a bazillion scripts and send them to hundreds of directors and producers, and script number 101 is the one that they finally hit on after 15 years. Sean's been very, very talented and very, very gifted, and has gotten his success in a different way, not a right or wrong way, just a different way. And I think that's at least where I was coming from yesterday on a, you know, on a serious front, is that he just has this gift that most of us don't have, and at times we're all, of course, jealous of it, because he's the one that found himself in Brady's video just by saying one sentence that we all had said at some point or time during the last, you know, NFL season.
Oh, yep, so steaks are dairy? What does that even mean?
Yep, that's all exactly right. And with Mraz, there is equal parts unbelievable good fortune and equal parts his personality and his persona is unlike anybody else's, and so it bursts through the door like the Kool-Aid guy.
Like, right, and he's put himself in position to benefit. Like, that's where his hard work comes in, is he's put himself in a position to be here under the CBS umbrella so that CBS tweets that, so that Brady sees it. If he didn't do a number of things like working overnights with you and running boards and answering phone calls on FAN, he would be doing the Sean Mraz podcast that no one would know about, and no one would get to Tom Brady to say, look what this dude said about you, forcing Brady to go win another Super Bowl.
When Mraz cries over Derek Jeter retiring or Ryan Callahan being traded, when his face turns a beet red because Pat Shurmur is 0-6.
Or Evan Ingram can't catch a pass.
Those are real life reactions that he really feels and is unafraid to do them publicly. And so that is his charm. When he says, I thought eggs were dairy, 95% of people that would think eggs are dairy would not admit it on national radio. He is willing to. And so it makes him this, it is hard to turn your head away. There is some just dumb luck involved in Mraz's career as well. Like, as you said, how many people on CBS Sports Radio or across the sports media landscape said Brady can't win a Super Bowl? But it just so happened that CBS Sports Radio tweeted this out, and it probably came up in a quick Twitter search from Brady's production team, and they picked that one. You know, it just, of course, there's just like this part of it that is, of course, Mraz could have been hitched on to one of the thousands of failed shows here on CBS Sports Radio as their producer. I mean, there's a graveyard of the shows that didn't work on this network over the last 8 years. But, you know, he got hitched on the wagon that did work and has made the most out of it. So it is uncanny. It is remarkable. It never ceases to amaze. And that's what we were trying to describe yesterday. And I hope that Nancy Mraz and Bob Mraz can understand that, especially as Bob, I'm sure, is having to talk to DJ Tommy D on a Friday before a weekend. The food town can't be easy right now. So Bogus has our headline this morning. Mr. Bogues, what do we got?
DA, we got no Anthony Davis, no Kevin Durant, but it was still Lakers Nets at Staples last night, and it was a surprisingly impressive Brooklyn win.
Harden weaving his way left of the lane. Retreats out to the sideline, brings Gasol with him, drives around him, going to the rim, and he lays it in. 23 for Harden. Nets have their largest lead of the game. 96-74 Brooklyn, and a timeout called by the Lakers.
Chris Carino on Nets Radio. That 22-point lead became a 109-98 win in L.A. Harden scored 23, 21 for Joe Harris. LeBron scored 32 in the loss, joining Kareem and Karl Malone as the only players with 35,000 career points. After losing, the Lakers said Davis, by the way, will now miss 4 weeks with that calf strain. Initial reports said 2 to 3 weeks. The Heat snapped their three-game losing streak, 118-110 in Sacramento. Jimmy Butler, 13 points, 10 rebounds, 13 assists for his third triple-double in a row. It's now 5 straight losses for the Bucks. The Raptors winning in Milwaukee last night, 110-96, behind 29 points from Norm Powell. All-star voting is done. Kyrie, Bradley Beal, Giannis, Embiid, and Durant are the starters from the East. Curry, Doncic, Jokic, Kawhi, and LeBron from the West. LeBron and KD are captains, so they'll pick their teams. Reserves are revealed on Tuesday. The All-Star Game is now officially, finally, Sunday, March 7th in Atlanta. The three-point contest and skills competition will be pregame. The dunk contest at halftime. Mm-hmm. Guess who didn't win last night? Number six, Houston, falling at Wichita State, 68-63. Guess who did win last night?
Back to Corbin, NBA 3 left wing. Puffiness with sodium! It's tied at 12.
Super Dave, Winthrop Radio, as the Eagles fight off a quick start from High Point last night. Soon after getting even, they found themselves in the lead.
Corbin tips it to Telford. Layup, yes, beam me up. 16-12, Winthrop.
Early hoops from Kelton Telford and Josh Corbin, but the Eagles smartly rode DJ Burns to victory.
Sometimes the game plan is simple. You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this. Get it to Burns. He can score in tight. He can get to the free throw line. He is a dynamic offensive player.
They kept feeding him. He kept scoring. Incredible. Burns a career-high 22 in a 76-70 victory at High Point. America's Eagles are now 19-1. They're the regular season Big South champs. They have the number one seed in the Conference 20 for the first time since 2017.
The puffiness with sodium one is perfect. It happens after a three-pointer. Again, I love the highlights where it just doesn't even connect to what he's talking about.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little. Three-pointer good. Puffiness with sodium. He has just perfected this. And coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to go over some of the more, even more ridiculous ones than the ones you've heard of the updates, because it got real silly last night on the Winthrop radio broadcast.
Daniil Medvedev dismissed Stefanos Tsitsipas in straight sets to join Novak Djokovic in the Aussie Open final. The Islanders' eight-game point streak ended in Pittsburgh 4-1, and U.S. women's soccer beat Canada 1-0 in Orlando to start the She Believes Cup. Up next is Brazil on Sunday. And now, let's get knocked up and stunned.
Woohoo!
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
If I could ask the entire Mraz family to stop listening for a moment, I've got a quick note for Tom Brady. The man you use for motivation probably thinks this story I'm about to tell is scientifically possible. A woman in Indonesia recently delivered a otherwise healthy 6-pound baby and then claimed that the father was the wind.
Oh.
This woman says she was lying on her face for afternoon prayers when she felt a strong wind blow through her, across her, over her. Just 15 minutes later, she says she started feeling labor pains, went to the clinic, and then there was the baby. Doctors are guessing she was pregnant all along and just didn't know until the baby was here. Police have told the local community they are investigating. They don't want this to get out of control, as if there is some kind of, like, loose wind walking around impregnating women. Like, so for now, keep your windows closed. But soon, maybe you can open back up and not be afraid of the air making you pregnant in Indonesia.
Forget Gone with the Wind. This is Born by the Wind. I could see NBA players using this quite a bit. That's not my kid. That was the wind. We never hooked up. That's not mine. It's the wind. Wind. You see this story in Indonesia? Hey, baby. That's the wind. You got the wind. You got knocked up by the wind. I mean, this will soon to be like the go-to excuse on Jerry Springer. Whose baby is it? Jerry, not mine. Definitely the winds. This has got to be the winds.
Yeah. It was a tropical storm that day. It was definitely the wind.
I mean, what type of wind has to whip through to impregnate you? It's got to be carrying some very...
Yeah, what's got to be in the wind? If the wind did it, what's the wind carrying?
Yeah, it's whipping up something. Whipping up something. And then, I mean, also, it's scientifically pretty difficult, I would imagine, for it to find the eggs and the zygotes and everything like that. So it's a tough sell, but I guess in Indonesia, you got to pull off anything, I suppose. Like I got nothing.
Yeah, or the second coming is actually upon us now, and here we go.
The authorities are looking at all angles of the case and have also spoken to her ex-husband. So what angles do you look at when it comes to this? Okay, so, ma'am, which direction was the wind coming from and just how strong was it? I mean, did you see like a leaflet blow by? Was there any dust that got kicked up? Just how strong was this wind? Did somebody pass it? Was it just natural? The wind. The wind. Made my baby. When we come back here on the show, you guys know that I feel like decorum is lacking in modern day America, and I long for the days when I look at photos from old baseball games or the Ice Bowl or something, and everybody's in like a nice tweed coat. Everybody's wearing like a nice suit. And I can't say that I wear a suit to work every single day, but I do believe in having some type of professionalism or decorum. Mraz, of course, feels the opposite. He says, make me look like a slob, I'll work harder for you, which I don't really believe, but that's his take on this. By the way, he's off today, which is why we're talking about him and not with him. But sports media, I think, really needs to get a check, especially during pandemic, because pandemic has allowed the sports media to really get lazy. I'll tell you what I mean coming up next. Doc Rivers had to call one of his journalists out on this. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
A no sweat pants at work zone.
I see skinny people with sweatpants every day. I'm at a King Cullen or a Stop and Shop. They're all wearing them. It's in. It's why they make skinny sweatpants. We all like them.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
To Target Demo Friday, so find the meme of Bartolo Colon beating Mraz in a foot race and let us know where you are, how you're listening, and if you think you're more athletic than Bartolo Colon. We'll do Target Demo Friday coming up in 2 hours from now. So this week, Doc Rivers is holding a post-game press conference and gets a question. Here's how it sounded via Zoom.
Hey, Doc. Pretty prolific first half from you guys without Ben, and then Joel kind of a...
Jackson, are you in bed right now?
I am laying on my bed, yeah.
Jesus, Jackson. All right, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I mean, this is now peak sports media laziness. That because you can ask questions via Zoom from your office, from your home, from, I guess, your bedroom, now guys are getting so comfortable, they're lying on their beds asking Doc Rivers questions. Can you have some decorum? And this is what I'm talking about. If you give Americans an inch, they will take a mile. If you tell them sweatpants at work are okay, believe me, it's going to turn into that Will Ferrell sketch from SNL 20 years ago, where he comes into the board meeting room and is wearing nothing except a Star Spangled Banner Speedo and feeling, hey, it's casual Friday, right? Like, you can't give people the inch because they will take the mile. You allow people to ask questions from home. This is already really comfortable. Like, for me, I'm doing this show from home and have been for the last 11 months. And so, yeah. I realize it can get real comfortable, and I could, if I wanted to, say, you know what, simulcast, we're not going to do that today. You know, so I could just be in my t-shirt or my hoodie or my sweatpants or my shorts and flip-flops and just be like, you know what, I'm really going to mail this bad boy in because who cares? But I don't. Every day, I go to the bathroom and say, let me do my hair. Every day, I say, let me pick out a shirt. Every day, even though I don't need to, let me launder my shirts. Let me make sure I don't look like a slob. And every single day I realize the moment you give people that little itty bitty bit, they're going to want to just kill you on it. And for this, you're talking to Doc freaking Rivers, a former NBA coach of the year and a head coach of one of the best teams in basketball. And you can't get out of bed to ask him the question? At least sit up straight at a desk. At least. But this is what happens, man. If you've ever been around a media press box, there's just a handful of guys that look like Schwartz that have ketchup stains on their Jets hoodie. Can you just dress up for a little? Can you show just a a little professionalism, just a little. Can you just stay awake between the updates? That's all I'm asking. Just stay awake between the updates. Is that too much to ask? We're now asking questions of Doc Rivers while under the covers in bed? Oh, God, we're never putting this toothpaste back in the tube, are we?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.